buddy. You're good.
Making our way through the national blogosphere, getting friends along the way, and right. One of my newest friends and our newest friends happens to be Sister Tolja.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, sister. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good, thank you. You know, I can't even remember how I managed to run across you. I think it was possibly through Brainster, but or somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to your website, and of course, you know, we have a whole list of friends from across the country who have these fabulous blogs, and you, of course, are one of them right up there, along with Michelle Malkin and some of the other people who are just having a good old time with the issues.
I feel like I'm in pretty good company there.
Well, you certainly are, sister, and let me tell you something. You were, just quickly on your background, you are a former Democrat, is that right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
What happened to you?
Well, I probably around 1994, about 2 years after I voted for Clinton, and I wasn't ashamed of that vote at the time. I was a very, very staunch Democrat. I've done a 180 reversal on it. I just had a change of heart over time. You know, I mean, it's just one of those things that happened. You start analyzing, you know, your positions, and you realize that they don't fall in line with a particular party's platform. You know, no one really pushed me into it. I mean, I did have people talk to me, but no one really pushed me into it. I just, I had a change of heart, you know, and I don't regret that change, and I don't think I'll ever change back again. You know, once you've gone down that road, you know, of being a Democrat, and then you see the light and become a Republican, you don't generally go back down the same road.
Hey, sister, this is Smash here, and, you know, I watch Allman edit at his computer, and I read about you, how you just love spending your nights just going on the blogosphere and doing all this political typing and putting forth your ideas and everything. How do you people find the time? Because this, I mean, this is becoming like a whole universe of humanoids who are entwined with these ideas, be they debatable or not debatable, and you guys have like a whole community out there.
And have become, in fact, the perfect adjustment and balance to the mainstream media. Often telling stories that we're not going to hear from our mainstream media sources. And, sister, you do this. You have a job by day, and then
she does it at night.
Sister told you by night.
Oh, yeah, and actually sometimes I'm sister told you by day.
Gotcha.
When I can find the time during the day. I mean, you have to find the time. If it's something that you love to do, then you find the time to do it.
Yeah. Do you guys see that this might be the new media in the next decade or so?
Well,
really?
It's one of the reasons why, Sister Tolja, I know you know this, is why, you know, bloggers are routinely attacked by the mainstream media because they are their competition.
Yeah.
Oh, most definitely. And the mainstream media does not like having what they call pajama bloggers fact-checking. They like to do their own fact-checking. And, you know, it's something we've known as conservatives who routinely get vilified in the media in their own way. It's something that we've seen for years, but it's really, really come out to light in the last 2 or 3 years how ridiculously biased that the media really is. And the media doesn't like the fact that there are people out there fact-checking behind them, and they're finding mistakes. You know, and these are guys the media don't respect at all, and they're you know, they're kicking booty, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you are down in North Carolina still, or you were born and raised in North Carolina?
I'm still in North Carolina.
And I guess some of the big news in the southeast part of the country is this terror attack, this Georgia Tech.
Right.
The finding of 3 explosive devices at the campus of Georgia Tech. In fact, that's Sister Tolja's lead item today. Mm-hmm. What do you make of this? Do you think this is for real, or do you think this is somehow a way that terrorists are testing our response? Because a lot of college campuses recently have been affected by the terrorism and terrorist attacks.
Quite honestly, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's an isolated incident or if they're related. I obviously want to know, you know, like everybody else does. But at this point in time, I've not seen anything to indicate that they're correlated. You know, that I think they're just isolated at this point. But, you know, we'll find out soon enough, I guess.
Yeah, my tendency is to not really think it's all that big of a deal, this Georgia Tech thing. I think it's just some prankster. Mm-hmm. But I guess there's always the off chance that somebody is just testing us. But why would they test us on college campuses? Doesn't make any sense to me.
Right, and they haven't, you know, if that's what they're doing, they have not been very, quote-unquote, successful, you know.
Yeah.
So.
I have always wondered, do the guys on the bomb squad make more money than the normal guys?
They should.
They should.
They should.
That's what I'm thinking.
Now, sister, what's your take on the Harriet Myers nomination? I know that, you know, we've gotten, you know, from the major conservative players, we've gotten the kind of the same drumbeat of criticism. What's your view of this?
You know what? When I first heard about the nomination, I was not overly excited. It's not the nomination that I personally wanted. So I was disappointed initially, but, you know, when I thought about it, you know, over the course of a couple of days, I'm not really as worried about it as most of my fellow conservatives are. You know, I think there's, I think one thing that's come out of this, that is good and bad is the fact that it proves, beyond a shadow of a doubt that conservatives do not march, lockstep behind the president's every move. On the other hand, you know, there's been a little bit of viciousness out there towards each other, you know, as far as the opinion on this nominee. I think there's been a little bit of hyperventilating in the blogosphere over this nomination. I think people need to calm down.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that, sister. Hey, you know, we were talking this morning about PETA, because PETA is in St. Louis today. They're going to be naked and covering themselves in blood and protesting J. Crew and its use of fur and some of his clothing. And I note on your posting on sistertoldya.com that you have pointed out, too, and I brought this up earlier this morning, that PETA now turning to comic books to try to turn kids against their parents as it relates to fishing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, it's just more of the same old song and dance from these extremist groups. It's amazing to me, groups like PETA, groups like NARAL, these extremist groups, they will tell you all day long that they don't target children. But they obviously do. I mean, do comics appeal to you? You know, they appeal to kids, and this is how they try to turn kids against their parents. And, I mean, it's blatantly obvious it's happening. You know, I think a few months ago that they actually, I think it was in Alaska, they were seeking a fishing ban on
yeah.
King salmon. And Alaska is a fishing state.
Unbelievable.
Come on, you know?
Now, let me ask you this. The comic in question, mm-hmm. as you point out on your website, is called Your Daddy Kills Animals.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And what is it? And it's a little cartoon. And what does it show?
Well, it basically shows you know, a father fishing with a hook, and it talks about the fact that you wouldn't like to be caught on a hook. Why would you want a fish to be caught on the hook? And why does your daddy fish? You know what I'm saying? And if you actually looked at the image, I mean, it makes the father just look like, oh, I mean, he's just,
yeah.
It's very scary. You know, it's almost like a Halloween, a Frankenstein type character. I mean, they really, really go after the kids with this comic.
Ask your daddy why he's hooked on fishing is kind of the cut line there.
Right.
Now, Sister Tolja, you communicate with, how do you communicate with all these fellow bloggers, the ankle-biting pundits and Michelle Malkin and all the other individuals who link? Do you all have, and Powerline, do you all have constant communication, or is this just a community that's tied together just simply by your blogs and by your links?
I think it's a combination of both. I am connected to some bloggers mostly through email and that sort of thing, but getting noticed, and I'm actually a blogger who I don't get a lot of hits every day, but that's not a big deal to me because I blog about what I want to.
Mm-hmm.
and that's the most important thing to me, and I have readers who want to hear what I have to say, but it's really a chance, in some instances, how you get noticed by a bigger blogger like a Malkin or that type of person. And
like an Alma's electric
stove.
Once
they start reading you, you know, if they link to you once, they'll start reading you, and you get linked up that way.
Right. And, mm-hmm. and Sister Tolja, I like your site because, you know, even though there are mm-hmm. others that are more hardcore, you know, like the Michelle Malkins of the world, I like to be able to get a perspective from someone who is a normal, average, everyday, and I'm not disparaging you by calling you normal, average, everyday, but you seem to me to be kind of a basic citizen of the U.S. who has been concerned and who is addicted to politics, and it was taken that to just a different level in the blogosphere, and I just love hearing your opinion, much like I love hearing opinions of people who call the show.
Well, that's the great thing about the blogosphere. There are so many opinions out there. And I think, you know, with the exception of places like Daily Kos, I think the opinions are worth hearing.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying. All right, well, Sister Tolja, I'm going to link your site to, we have on 971talk.com, Allman's Electric Stove, which is primarily kind of an offshoot of our show, Allman and Smash in the Morning. And I've got a bunch of links on there, and our listeners can find you, Sister Tolja, S-I-S-T-E-R, Tolja, T-O-L-D-J-A-H. SisterTolja.com, linked on the electric stove. You can go there right now directly. But we appreciate you you chiming in with us this morning, and I hope we can kind of keep this contact going and check in with you every once in a while.
Definitely. Feel free to call anytime.
All right. Sister Tolja, thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
Take care, dear. Appreciate
bye-bye.
It very much.
Sister.
Sister Tolja.
Hey, sister. They,
one of our... you know, our just female contacts around the country.
My fear for her is that they're going to put up a website... Hey, kids, ask your mommy why she's blogging.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Well, that blogging takes a long time because of an accident blocking the...